辽宁大学广播电台大学之声英语时代
The Voice of 辽宁 University English Time
这里是欧美最新潮流的分享驿站
满足你的各种异国情怀
这里有最及时新鲜的国外资讯
让你大开眼界博览全球让我们用最动听的声音最好玩的内容带你来一场不一样的世界旅行欢迎收听 English Time
各位听众朋友晚上好这里是辽宁大学大学之声英语时代我是主播蓝毅
我是主播李舒淇今天我们给大家讲几个寓言故事
A man bought a donkey at a market one day and took him home on approval Now the man owns several donkeys already and he knows each one's character very well One of the donkeys was very strong and brave Another was eager to please, but quickly exhausted.
一天，有个人在集市上买了一头驴，把驴牵回家先试用一下。这人已经有好几头驴了，深知每头驴的习性。有头驴又强壮又勇敢，还有头驴急于讨人喜欢，可一会儿就累了。
One donkey was very lazy. He hated going to work in the morning and he did as little as he possible could all day long.When the other animals were being loaded up, he always tried to be the least so that he would get the luckiest load.
另有头驴非常懒，他不愿意一大早就去干活，一整天他都尽可能的少干活。别的驴载东西时，他总是尽量排最后一个，这样载的东西就会最轻。
The man led the new donkey into the stable yard. For a moment, he stood sniffing at his new companions.Then, without hesitation, he trotted up to the lazy donkey and began feeding comfortably at his side.
这个人把新买的驴牵进牲口旁的院子里，驴站了一会儿，闻了闻他的新伙伴们，然后毫不犹豫地跑到懒驴跟前，在他旁边悠闲自得地吃起草来。
Though it was late in the day, the man immediately led the new donkey out of the yard, straight back to the market.We cannot have given it a fair trial yet, said the merchant. It is only 10 minutes since you bought him.
你不可能已经好好试过了，卖驴的人说，你买了他才十几分钟。天色已经很晚了，这个人还是马上把新买的驴牵出了院子，径直回到集市上。
I don't need to try him anymore, replied the man. I know just what he is like from the friend he chose for himself. Take him away and give me my money back.I can do without donkeys like him.
我不用再试了，这个人回答道。从他自己挑选的朋友，我就知道他是头什么样的驴了。把他牵走，把钱还给我，我没有这样的驴也能过日子。
这个故事告诉我们，近朱者赤，近墨者黑，择友不慎容易吃亏呀。
On a stormy day, the crab went strolling along the beach. He was surprised to see the lobster preparing to set sail in his boat. Lobster, said the crab.It is foolhardy to venture out on a day like this.
一个暴风雨天里，一只螃蟹沿着海滩踱步而行。他看到龙虾准备扬帆出海，很是吃惊。龙虾，螃蟹说，在这样的天气里出海冒险，你真是太鲁莽了。
Perhaps so, said the lobster. But I love a squall at sea. I will come with you, said the crab. I will not let you face such danger alone.
或许吧，龙虾说。可是我喜欢海上的风暴。我和你一起去吧，一螃蟹说。我不能让你独自面对这样的危险。
The lobster and the crab began their voyage. Soon they found themselves far from shore. Their boat was tossed and buffeted by the turbulent waters. Crab shouted the lobster above the roar of the wind.
龙虾和螃蟹开始了航行。很快，他们发现离岸边已经很远了。他们的小船被汹涌的海水颠簸着，击打着。螃蟹，龙虾的喊声压过了呼啸的狂风。
For me, the plashing of the salt spray is thrilling. The crash of every wave takes my breath away. Lobster, I think we are thinking, cried the crab, had to admit that the day had been pleasantly out of the ordinary.
对我来说，浪花的飞溅使我兴奋不已，每一个浪头涌来都让我惊心动魄。
Yes, of course, we are sinking, sighed the lobster. This old boat is full of holes. Have courage, my friend. Remember, we are both creatures of the sea.
龙虾，我觉得我们在下沉。螃蟹大喊道。是的，当然我们在下沉。龙虾说，这只旧船到处都是洞。勇敢点，我的朋友。记住，咱们俩都是海里的动物。
The little boat capsized and sank. Horrors, cried the crab. Down we go, shouted the lobster. The crab was shaken and upset. The lobster took him for a relaxing walk along the ocean floor. How brave we are, said the lobster. What a wonderful adventure we have had. The crab began to feel somewhat better.
小船翻了，沉了下去。太可怕了，螃蟹大叫，我们下去了。龙虾大喊着，这样东摇西摆，螃蟹很不舒服。
龙虾拉着它放松地在海底走着。
我们多勇敢啊，
龙虾说，这次冒险太棒了。螃蟹觉得好些了。
Although he usually enjoyed a quieter existence, he had to admit that the day had been pleasantly out of the ordinary.
虽然他平时过着平静的生活，但是他不得不承认，这一天过得异乎寻常的愉快。
生活不只有眼前的苟且，还有诗和远方。
It was a very foggy day in London. The fog was so thick that it was impossible to see more than a foot or so. Buses, cars, and taxis were not able to run and were standing by the side of the road.
伦敦的一个大雾天，雾大的伸手不见五指，公共汽车、轿车和出租车都无法行驶，均在路边抛了锚。
People were trying to find their way about on foot, but were losing their way in the fog.
人们步行着，尽力摸索前行，但都在雾中迷了路。
Mr. Smith had a very important meeting at the House of Commons and had to get there, but no one could take him.
史密斯先生要到下议院参加一个非常重要的会议，必须赶到那儿，可是没人能送他去。
He tried to walk there, but found he was quite lost. Suddenly, he bumped into the stranger. The stranger asked if he could help him.
他试图步行前往，又发现自己完全迷失了方向。突然，他撞上了一位陌生人。陌生人问他是否需要帮忙。
Mr. Smith said he wanted to get to the House of Parliament. The stranger told him he would take him there.
史密斯先生说，他想去下议院。陌生人对他说，他愿意领他去。
Mr. Smith thanked him and they started to walk there. The fog was getting thicker every minute, but the stranger had no difficulty in finding the way.
史密斯先生向他道了谢，他们就开始向下议院走去。雾越来越浓，但这位陌生人找起路来却毫无困难。
He went along one street, turned down another, crossed a square, and at last, after about half an hour's walk,They arrived at the House of Parliament.
他穿过一条街，拐进另一条街，通过一个广场，走了大约半个小时，最后来到了下议院。
Mr. Smith couldn't understand how the stranger found his way. It is wonderful, he said. How do you find the way in this fog?
史密斯先生不能理解这位陌生人是如何找着路的。太神奇了，他说，这么大的雾，你怎么能找着路呢？
It is no trouble at all to me, said the stranger. I am blind.
对我来说，这根本不算一回事。陌生人说，我是个盲人。
A Brahmin, a member of Hindu priest, had a great reputation for honesty, and received many presents so that he became rich.
一位婆罗门，印度僧侣之一，在圣洁方面享有极高的威望。所以他收了很多礼物，也因此变得很富有。
One day he took a fancy to dress himself as a poor peasant. In this attire, he went into the marketplace, but no one saluted him and no one gave him any presents.
一天，他突然把自己打扮成了一位贫穷的农民。他穿着这身衣服去了集市，但是没有人向他行礼，也没有人送他礼物。
The Brahmin then returned to his house and dressing himself in rich garments, once more set out for the marketplace. This time, everybody saluted him and made way for him and many handed his present.
婆罗门回到家里，穿上华丽的衣服，又去了集市。这一次，每个人都向他行礼，给他让路。 还有许多人送他礼物。
This was the usual custom when a holy Brahmin happened to make his appearance in the marketplace. Once again, the Brahmin returned to his home and changed his clothes.
按照习俗，神圣的婆罗门出现在集市上时，人们通常都会这样做。婆罗门又回家换掉了这身华丽的衣服。
Then, taking the rich garments, he set them up on a shrine near the market.As he prostrated himself before them, cried continually, Oh, metallic garments, you are estimated above all else in the world.
然后他拿着这套华丽的衣服把它架在了集市附近的一个圣坛上。他拜倒在衣服前面，口中念念有词。Oh, 伟大的衣服啊，你比世界上其他所有的东西都尊贵。
The people gathered around in wonder, and in time came to worship the clothes as this Brahmin was doing.
人们好奇地聚拢了过来，最后也都开始朝衣服膜拜，因为婆罗门在这样做。
This custom has spread farther and farther. Now, in many countries around the world, trendy and fashionable people do the same thing, though not perhaps in this way as the Brahmin did.
现在这一习俗已经传播得很远很远，世界上许多国家赶时髦的人都在这样做，尽管可能与婆罗门的方式不同。
这个故事告诉我们，不要靠外表去判断一个人。
今天的英语时代就到这里了，下周同一时间我们不见不散。
感谢导播杨佳佳。